Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. I am so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper somebody that Bria Burton sent to me. She said, oh my goodness, you just have to talk to Tracy. And that's T.E. Bradford. So I'm so happy to welcome you to the program, Tracy.
Thank you so much, Patsy. I'm glad to be here.
Isn't that beautiful what Bria did for you?
It is absolutely amazing. I was in awe.
She's so fantastic. And she was so enthusiastic. When I got the email, she always emails me and she says, I have a writer for you. I have a really great writer. And she's always so enthusiastic. And I was, when I got it, and then, of course, I go and I get the book, and I do, you know, the novella. This was the novella, but also you have other books that are wonderful. And which one? The Heart of Ages?
The
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, your book covers are amazing. That's...
Oh, thank you.
Fantastic book covers.
Yes. Well, I'm happy to say Heart of the Hodges as well as Awakened. I actually designed those covers.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
My publisher has a designer, Dorinda Babcock, who worked with me on Awakened to make it, you know, make sure that we could see it in thumbnail size and make sure all the stuff was working right. But
it's brilliant.
Images and, especially for Heart of the Hodges. I get the credits for that. Yay.
Wow. And I have to tell people, I always tell people, you know, go to the author's website and they have a newsletter, whatever. But in your case, they have to go to the website because you have the best trailers ever. I mean, they are so, they're better. Really, they're better than some global best-selling authors have trailers that do not match what you have.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I have to say, I have found the most wonderful person, and I think she just finished being a student with graphic arts a couple of years ago, so she's just getting her start. And I told her, when you get famous, please remember me, because I know how talented she is. So yes, I appreciate those trailers as well.
It's rare that a trailer will come out so perfectly, you know, from somebody who's not, you know, already, you know, selling zillions of books. But we hope that you will be selling zillions of books.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That would be a dream come true.
And, of course, we are hoping always that one of them will be picked up or all of them will be picked up for some kind of a film.
It's funny. I actually do, through some friends of mine online, I also do a contest for screenwriting. So because I have some experience screenwriting, I have a screenplay version of Awakened that I'm hoping I can...
we're shopping that around. The one nice thing that will happen nowadays is that when they're interested and they take it, they actually take it. In the old days, they used to have this... I mean, they still option things, but generally speaking, today when something's optioned, it's actually going to get done.
Right.
In my day, like I had spec scripts optioned, they weren't done, but if they re-optioned them, they had to pay me some more along the way. But my films all went into turnaround. But oh, I would love to see Awakened. Wouldn't that be super? What a story! No, well, I think you know you're holding on this young lady who's doing your trailers to become famous, but I have a feeling perhaps you're going to be the one who's going to become famous.
We'll take each other.
That's right. Take each other along because, not only is it's smart, it's clever, and there is a reason why you're a finalist in the 2022 Realm Awards, huh?
Thank you. Yes, and I'm so excited for that coming up in July. So
yeah, so you're going to the conference, which is July 21st to the 24th. Where is it going to be held?
It's in Atlantic City, New Jersey this year. It's in a different location. I think sometimes they'll do the same location a couple years in a row, but usually it's in a different location each year to give people in different parts of the country, you know, availability to get to it a little more easily. Last year we were in St. Louis, but this year we're in Atlantic City, so
well,
exciting.
Explain to my listeners who don't know, what is speculative fiction? Because I know you describe yourself that way, and Bria does, and throw in a touch of something else. So explain exactly what category you're in.
Well, speculative generally is classified as like fantasy, sci-fi, or anything that is where you speculate on the nature of the universe. So I think, you know, for me, it's anything that doesn't fit into standard fantasy sci-fi, but it does include fantasy sci-fi as well. So anything magical, anything dreamlike, anything set in other universes, all under the speculative umbrella.
And, of course, Awakened is the L. Ron Hubbard's Writers of the Future semifinalist, right?
Yes, that was such a huge honor. That is the only submission I've made to them that made semifinals. That is just like, it's a very large, very prestigious contest that like so many of us really try to break into. And so I was absolutely thrilled not only to get the semifinals in that, but I got to, when I went to Realm Makers Conference last year in St. Louis, I got to meet David Farland before he unfortunately passed away this last fall, which was so devastating to so many of us. But it was so wonderful to get to meet him and take his class and talk to him and just have some time with him. And it's just, it's a wonderful institution that they have for fantasy and sci-fi writers there as well.
Let's talk a little bit about, since you're up for an award for it, tell us a little bit more about Awakened. Where did you get the idea?
Well, the idea actually, and it's funny that I'm up for the Realm Award, because Realm Makers Consortium is like an online group where Christian speculative authors get together and we support each other and we talk and we kind of, you know, enjoy each other. And it was a conversation on that group that spawned this idea. And somebody had asked a question about how they could make these two characters relate. And as I was going through and writing my thoughts out to them, I realized that I was getting very in-depth, and I'm like, okay, this is too in-depth to give somebody else's an answer because you're writing their book for them. But also, the idea was just, it reached out and grabbed me. And what it really was the idea of exploring that relationship between creator and created, and how did I make an analogy to that relationship? And so the way that I did that was through this girl, Kara, and an automated Mac. He's a manufactured Anoda commando, and he's, you know, basically been damaged. And when Kara's able to re-engage him, something happens more than just him turning back on. He is basically awakened and becomes sentient to some extent. And along the way, he questions his relationship with her, and he also forces her to question her relationship with her creator.
Well, you know, just I think yesterday there was a big article about computers being racist. And a few weeks ago there was about, I don't know, one of the high-tech firms where the robot is like age 7 or something mentally. So I think this book came out just at the right, you know, this whole story comes out at the right time. I hope you get great publicity for it. We have to send a message. Wake up, Hollywood! Get awakened! I'm going to put that on my website today. I'm going to put, Wake up, Hollywood! That's right.
Thanks so much.
Isn't that right? I mean, they really should, because it would be fun. It would be
Really, there's so many visual things that would be wonderful, like on a movie scenario with this. It carries that kind of element with it that it would make a good action film.
You know, I have a feeling, I get a feeling about things like this. So, yeah, you know, I remember when I first talked to JoJo Moyes and I said, you know, I think your book is going to be a movie. So you never know, but I really have a good feeling about this.
Well, thank you, Patsy. And I'll tell you a secret since I'm on the radio with you. I have a sequel in the works.
Good. Because that's what you need, because once they take one thing, then they want right away, they want the next one immediately.
Yes. Yep.
Well, that's exciting. That's exciting. I know that, as I said, Bria was just, she's just sort of blown away by your work.
Oh, thank you.
I love when writers help other writers, and that's what we're trying to do here. And Bria has been doing these book buzzes for this speculative fiction because we want people to find new ideas and new things to write about. You mentioned that it's Christian-oriented. How does that make it different? And sometimes people might say, well, how can you have science fiction because we have everything laid out already?
That opens such a can of worms.
Yeah, I don't want to do that, huh?
But well, no, actually, this is where I live and breathe, to be honest with you. for me, science doesn't conflict with God. Science proves God. That there's an order to a universe that sort of naturally lends itself to chaos, to me, is absolutely a grand design. The more I dive into it, the more that I look at it, the more I learn about it, the more beautiful it gets for me. So that's, for me, that's the inspiration for everything that I do, for everything that I write. And, you know, I know you mentioned writers helping other writers. The joy of being a Christian author, and it's just so prevalent with Realm Makers and with my publishing house, Elk Lake, that it's a family. And it's, you know, in some situations when you're a writer, especially early on and you're trying to break in, other writers don't necessarily want to be helpful unless you find a really special group, which I've been very fortunate to find in many instances. You know, they might not want to do an endorsement unless you're at a certain level, or they might not want to share a secret with you if they found out secrets about marketing. But when you're in a Christian writers group, not only are your goals the same, but everybody is there to uplift each other and to really support each other and encourage each other. And it's just such an amazing feeling. And like with my publishing house, Elk Lake, like I mentioned, we're like a family, and it's absolutely amazing. The senior editor, the owner of Elk Lake, Deb Haggerty, she's like my biggest fan. She encourages me so much. It's absolutely incredible, and I am so blessed to be part of that and to be part of that particular God. It's definitely a God thing. God led me to them, led me to Realm Makers, led me in every place that I've gone so far, and it's thrilling, and it's a blessing. And the reason I think that I write Christian speculative fiction versus just regular speculative fiction is because all those things that I mentioned blow me away so much. It's like a constant daily epiphany that you find something new that is just so amazing and so beautiful in the midst of what can otherwise be sometimes depressing and sad.
You write beautifully. Have you been writing since you were a little girl?
I have been, yes. My mother will tell you there's a picture of me when I'm very little, like, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years old, and I'm reading to my 5 and 6 year old cousins. And she loves that picture. I also started with music very early on. She used to say I took one of those little baby toy pianos that had like 9 keys on it, and I plucked out harmony. And so when I was 12 years old, I wrote my first story and I wrote my first song.
You're multi-talented. What the hell? You're going to write the movie. You're going to write the music for the movie. you're a one-woman show here.
A one-woman band. No. It's always been tied together for me, honestly. And you'll find, too, in my books, like in my young adult fantasy series, there's a lot of music in there. I have songs that I've actually written for the books. For Awakened, I have there's a national anthem for one of the nations. I definitely weave music into all of them.
Well, it's wonderful. And I do want people to go to your website. They can find out more about you. As I said, people, really, you must check out these trailers. You will be so jealous. I mean, writers will be so jealous. They'll say, my gosh, how did she do this? It's really, really fantastic. And it's something that's quite unusual. I love this girl, whoever she is. She's a full, wonderful designer, and I'm sure your input, because you have this vision. You see the characters in your head, I think, right?
Yeah, I definitely do. I see them like a movie in my head, for sure.
When you're writing, do you get lost in your writing, that you feel like you're right in there?
If I'm fortunate, yes.
Well, I'm so thrilled that you were on the program today and so happy. You know, with the book buzzes, what we do is we play them all the time. I mean, we will play it again in August and probably in September. And we play them over and over because we don't want people to forget a book that we love.
Wonderful.
So we might play it 3 years from now.
That's amazing.
So that's something that I don't think any other radio program has ever done.
But definitely.
That's the goal here, to make sure that people find good books, even if they've been, you know, written years ago. We still want to promote them, okay?
Right, absolutely.
Okay. Just give people your website and Facebook and all that stuff.
Yes, they can go to www.tebradford.com. That's TEBRADFORD.com. And on Facebook, they can find me at facebook.com/TEBradfordAuthor.
Okay, good. And they can follow you and they can go to your website, see these Absolutely. Beautiful, beautiful trailers. And then will you come back on if you get a deal, if you get a movie deal, will you come back on to announce it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I would really like some breaking news here. How about that?
I will keep you posted and definitely will come back anytime.
Okay. Great talking to you. Bye-bye now.
Thank you so much, Patsy.
Okay. Bye now. All right. Oh, isn't she sweet? I tell you, people, what trailers. You have to go and see her website. Unbelievable. It's like it's a Hollywood production trailers. The kind of thing that, oh, wow. Bye now.